880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are going to have a rocking show today. We have got some terrific topics. We are going to talk with our UHealth guest, Dr. Nestor De La Cruz Munoz, MD. He's going to talk to us about lap band surgery and all of the different things that go along with his department, the bariatric surgery department, and how all of the things that you thought you knew may not be right. So stick around. We're going to talk with Nestor in just a couple minutes. Then we're going to have Rodrigo Azapura. That's close enough? All right. And Rodrigo is kind of got a record as far as I'm concerned. He's the first guy I've met that's been actually able to get an EB-5 transaction off the ground in South Florida. What that means is he's got a bunch of foreign investors that he's corralled like a bunch of cats and dogs, gotten them to invest in a deal that provides the equity for him. And what it does is it provides jobs for America. So this is a way that America can get back to work. We're going to talk about that at about 5:30. About 5:40, we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks. We're going to discuss Friday's remote broadcast from the University of Miami's Integrative and Complementary Academic Medicine Program, integrating functional nutrition into clinical practice. Nestor nods his head, thinking that, hey, nutrition does have something to do with what I do. And then I'll get fried at the end of the show as I go through my editorial take on a couple of different topics that have caught my attention. But first, we'll talk to you, our listeners.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right. Thank you, as always, Barry White. And now, David writes, I hope you're feeling better today than what I saw yesterday. David. First of all, I want to thank you, David. That's my friend David. Yesterday, I had an accident on Bayshore Drive. I was heading to lunch. It's the kind of thing that happens on South Florida all the time. Car number one. Car number two was directly in front of me, and then I was car number three. Car number one stopped in the middle of the road to make a left-hand turn, which was legal. Car number two was probably distracted to some point and didn't realize car number one stopped. Car number one was not involved in the accident. When car number two saw what happened, they stopped short. I, of course, was car number three. I stopped shorter into them. So it freaked me out a little bit. And Doc, we'll talk about this, I guess, a little bit, maybe even with Victor Franks. I hadn't eaten for a couple days. I went to the basketball game, but I got there late, didn't want to eat the crazy food at the arena, went, got home and had a salad. So this was going to be the first solid food I had. I got a little dizzy. So after the accident, I got out, I fell on the ground right next door, and it was, thank goodness, a shaded area of grass. And yes, that's correct. I did not fall in any of the poop. The poop was to the left. The poop was to the right. I was in the poop-free zone. David drove by, rolled down his window, not knowing who I was, and said, hey, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay, David. He said, Jim? I said, yes, that's me. And my good friend, David Sharlin, who's married to the lovely Amy Sharlin, pulled over, called EMS to make sure I was okay, made sure the cops got there, helped me get the tow truck handled. And then when he knew that everything was on the road, he didn't go to his planned lunch meeting. He went back to Fresh Market and got me kosher for Passover food and what I really needed the most, a bottle of water. I want to say thank you so much to David Sharlin for helping me out, David. Thank you. And when David was done, the only thing that I really had a problem with in the entire day was the accident. From the police officer from Miami Police Department that came and helped and was very, very terrific and made sure that no traffic occurred, to the person that was also involved in the accident was terrific. When I got to the place that I'm having the repair, AAA was terrific. Then when I got to where I went to, Lexus of North Dade is doing the repair work. They were terrific. I got to see all my old friends up there. They've helped me in the past. They just did an absolutely terrific job the last time I was there. And Rosendo is going to help me again up there. So, Rosendo, thank you so much. And then when I rented my car from Enterprise Rental Car, the young lady at Enterprise was terrific. Jamila Riviera. Jamila, thank you so much. And thank you for giving me such a wonderful rental car. So the whole experience was really good, even though I had a terrifically hectic and aggravating day. And even though I was dizzy and didn't eat anything until about 9 o'clock that night, and even though I was all shaken up emotionally, everybody paid themselves forward and was positive. And what a great thing it was, because usually when you drive in Miami and you meet your neighbor in the other car, you have a negative experience. Well, I know that we were both a little bit aggravated and agitated, and it ain't fun having to get your car fixed. Everybody involved in this situation was I'll just call them a positive member of our community. It made me feel good to be a member of the South Florida community for a change. So, David, thank you so much. Yeah, that was me. Thank you for sending the email, which prompted me to talk about it on the radio show. I can't thank you enough. I hadn't seen this guy in 10 years. He pulled over, canned his lunch, and was just my savior. Thank you again, David. Laura in Miami writes, Laura writes, I'm a diabetic and I've been considering gastric bypass or lap band surgery. How do I know if I'm a good candidate? Laura, how the heck do I know? But I'll tell you who is going to know. Nestor, our guest from U Health. That's right. The University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health on our show. Nestor will be on in a little while. Nestor De La Cruz Munoz. He is the chief of the division of a bunch of words that I can't describe, but he'll be able to pronounce them for you. And he's going to tell us all about diabetes, gastric bypass, and some of the misnomers that even the practitioners in the field may still have. Juan in Venezuela writes, hey, Juan, thanks for writing in Venezuela. That's pretty cool. We do get a lot of international people. Juan in Venezuela writes, I see you're talking about EB5. How can I get into one? Well, Juan, I don't know if we have one that fits you, but if we do, I'm sure that we'll be able to get you on the air and talk to you about that. Make sure you stick around for Rodrigo. Rodrigo's going to talk to us. He's the CEO of Riviera Point Holdings. And actually, I thought the most EB5s were hotels. He's going to tell you, no, you can do an office building with an EB5. So I'm really psyched as a real estate professional to hear what Rodrigo has to say. All right. Now, who do we got next? We've got, hey, Gordon on a cell phone in Miami. My friend Gordon. Gordon in Miami writes, was that really you that sent the tweet that they showed at the Heat game on the scoreboard the other night? The answer is yes, that was me. And they showed one of the 750 tweets that I sent to them. Now, I didn't really send 750, but I did send about five, and it was really cool. And yes, that was me, Gordon on a cell phone, who sits in the baseline section on the visitor's side with my friend. Yes, that was me. So there, if you send tweets to hashtag HeatTV, yeah, you may get up on the arena board too. It was pretty cool, actually. I got a kick out of it. Everybody around me gave me a high five. Better than getting a T-shirt, I can tell you that. Now, who is next? David in Miami. Another David. Different David, I'm sure. David writes, what do you think about the Fed's continuing easy money policies? Well, for years now, they've been telling us that the Fed's easy money policy is going to lead to inflation. I'm still waiting. I think that the soft job market is going to cause a continuing burden on the upward pressure on pricing. You know, gas has gone up significantly, and we're not seeing a lot of inflation other than gas. I don't really think that you're going to see the Fed easing up on its easy money policy for quite some time. Certainly not until after the election. I mean, you learned that in elementary school if you were an economics major. I guess you're not an economics major in elementary school. Okay, in ECO 101 and in the guns and butter class. And so we are going to see inflation at some point because the government really wants inflation. It's their nasty little secret that they don't want you to know. Why do they want inflation? They want the value of the national debt to go down in adjusted terms. So that's the way they're going to pay off the debt, is they're going to let inflation raise. So you'll see inflation, you know, above their target mark, you know, soon, but not yet. We're going to have flat interest rates. If you're thinking about going and getting a refi because rates are so low, they'll stay low for a while, but not for a long time. So if you think that you can make a business decision today based on where interest rates are today, make your business decision, go forward on today's interest rates. They're at historically low levels. Don't be a pig. I remember when the interest rates were 10%. How's that? Peter in Atlanta writes, I'm looking for a job in the real estate industry in Miami. How is it down there? Juan tells me I have three more minutes, so I'll be quick. The real estate market down here is really heating up. If you are an entry-level person with less than 5 years' experience and are willing to take a pay cut, there's a job for you. If you're an experienced executive, keep on looking. South Florida is the center of the real estate recovery in the state of Florida, but it's mostly being fueled by out-of-the-country foreign nationals that are paying all cash, or these new EB-5 transactions that are going to be happening over and over again that we're going to be talking with Rodrigo in just a couple of minutes about. So stick with us. It's really interesting. And last year, EB-5 was BS. This year, EB-5 is for real. So stick with us. We're going to talk about it in about a half hour. Now, Patty in Miramar writes, if we have this new health care law in place, why is my insurance going up and up? Well, Patty, I'm not an insurance executive, and I thought they had to pay a certain amount of what they're getting out in costs. But insurance is going to continue to go up and up and up, and especially here in Miami-Dade County, where we have the highest cost of insurance probably in the country. And why is that? Because of all of those Medicare or Medicaid frauds that you read about. There's such a bunch of illegal activity going on in the healthcare industry that they have to cover that somehow. So if you know somebody who's doing Medicare fraud, report them and lower your interest rate, your healthcare rates. How much time do I got, J1? I got two more minutes. All right. Lori, I'm a realtor, and I just got a bunch of foreclosure listings. They were being held up by all the robo-signing things. How do you think prices will hold up with this new inflow of foreclosures? Well, Lori, I'd put them on the market and sell them right now, because prices are firm, but firm at being flat. And as these new foreclosures hit the market, you're going to see prices decline. However, I look at South Florida as being a bi-coastal community. If you're on the true water coast or the Everglades coast, you're probably going to be okay. You're probably already at your pre-recession pricing. Unique homes in unique areas are in demand, and the all-cash buyers are buying them now. Now, on the other hand, if your inventory is, let's just call it between the Palmetto and I-95, you may have a bit of a challenge, because just like the rest of the country, the recovery here in South Florida is lumpy. If you got a house in the right place, it's going to move. If you got a house in the wrong place, it's going to languish. And that's why we may need some big companies coming into the federal government and buying blocks of these homes and leasing them to other people. Rodrigo's nodding his head. It's good to know that other real estate investors agree with me. Now, let's see. We've got another one. Walter in Miami. I've been watching, and that EB, here it is. That EB-5 stuff is BS. Nothing's happened after all of that hype. Well, stick with us, Walter, because Rodrigo's going to be on in a couple minutes. He's going to tell you how he got past the hype. Peter in Coconut Grove, was that you lying next to the car at the accident on Bayshore Drive at lunchtime yesterday? Yes, that was me. I thank my friend David and everybody else. Listen to the replay if you want to hear my story. We'll be right back after this short break with our UHealth guest. Remember, we call the University of Miami Health System UHealth on our show. Nestor De La Cruz Munoz, we're going to talk about diabetes and ways to treat it. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We are back, and we are going into our UHealth time frame. As you know, UHealth, we call UHealth, the University of Miami Medical System, we call them UHealth on our show. And we have got a great guest today. We have got Dr. Nestor F. De La Cruz Munoz, MD. I love the way that just rolls out, Nestor. He's the chief of the division of laparoendoscopic and bariatric surgery. He's the co-director of the Center of Excellence for Laparoendoscopic and
Minimally invasive surgery.
I love it, man. I got the hard word right. he's associate professor of the GeWitt Doherty Family Department of Surgery at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. Dr. De La Cruz Munoz is also the medical director for the bariatric surgery at the University of Miami Hospital, part of UHealth. Oh, my gosh, I'm a bad boy. University of Miami Health System. My phone went off. It's my bad. Juan, I get the applause this time. That was me. Now, doctor, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. I'm glad to follow such a personal growth day that you had yesterday.
Sounds yes, great. I had a very big personal growth day. You are absolutely amazing. Thank you for following in on the fun and energy, and as I thank my friend David Charlin. Now, questions that I have for you, because I've got more than just one. Talk to us about the rising rate of obesity and what it means to our population, and don't just talk about the people on the cruise ships.
Sure. Well, we're seeing more and more obesity in the last decade, and I think the problem is that humans evolved in a time of food famine or lack of food, and now all of a sudden, not only have we figured out how to have other people farm for us, but we figured out how to get them to bring it to our car so we don't even have to get out of the car. Food has become much more calorie dense, and it's changing its composition from what we were probably raised to eat or evolved to eat. And all those things have made changes in our bodies that are making us eat more and more food, and that's why we're seeing more obesity this last few decades.
I'm sure television doesn't exactly hurt the process.
Now, I mean, environment is a huge role in it. There's environment, there's increased stress, a lot of things that we're seeing, yeah.
Okay, well, what's bariatric surgery, and what are the different procedures? Because I have no idea. Is it the same as lap band?
So lap band is one of them.
Okay.
There are three main types of bariatric surgery being done in the U.S. right now. The lap bands or adjustable gastric bands, where you make the stomach smaller by putting an adjustable ring around the top of it. The gastric sleeves, where you're resecting or taking out part of the stomach and leaving a small tube of stomach behind. And then the gastric bypass, where you're doing a bypass of a large part of the stomach with part of the intestines and changing other anatomy.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't the stomach the repository of many nerves and other systems of the body? And if you're taking it out, doesn't that impact the way the body reacts? And I'm just not talking about digestion. There's other things that come out of that system, right?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, those are actually some of the beneficial changes after these surgeries. So we got to think of the GI tract as an organ like other organs, and somehow these surgeries are improving its function compared to how it's doing with the food that we're eating now.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good way to go. But now, we talked about bariatric surgery, and you also do something called Metabolic surgery. What? I never even heard of that.
Well, metabolic surgery is essentially the evolution of bariatric surgery.
Cool.
Before, bariatric surgery was, you know, making middle-aged housewives thinner. and now, you know, it's
and succeeding once in a while, right?
Yeah, well, it would work. It would work well, but the problem was that there wasn't much respect in it by the medical colleagues, and also people were wondering if we were doing anything to help. Now the data's come out that not only are people getting thinner, but they're getting a lot healthier. So these surgeries that we call bariatric surgery are improving diabetes, are improving high blood pressure, and actually some of it is weight independent, so not related to the weight loss.
Wow. Now, that's interesting, but not the direction I wanted to go. We see a lot of fat kids out there. What's the story with them and your ability to treat them? Because I got to think that it would be catastrophic if I had to take my child in for obesity surgery. But there are people that have problems that may need it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more large kids. And probably a lot of it is the food changes, but also some of it's the activity changes, kids not being as active as before. This is a last resort for them. But unfortunately, in some kids, it has to happen.
Listen, when I was a kid, they opened up the McDonald's at the Sky Lake Mall. They gave away 2-for-1/4 pounders. I'd take two. I'd ride my bike over there, eat two, ride my bike back, and play football on the street for 3 hours.
Yeah, but now I don't even let my kids go out alone on their bikes. So, you know, the world has changed, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I'm an old man, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we've talked about metabolic. We've talked about bariatric. How does that impact type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep disorders, all those different things?
So we know that obesity worsens or causes about 65 different medical problems. And that's one of the reasons why obese people die younger. These surgeries and losing weight help get rid of most of those problems. I mean, 84% of the diabetics after a gastric bypass get off all meds. It's the only way to get rid of medicines with diabetes.
Now, a lot of older America is having diabetes. We talked about the kids that are, you know,
right,
having lifestyle issues or whatever. How about older people? Can your surgery be tolerated and effective for somebody over 70?
So we're doing older and older people now. We've done people up to the age, almost the age of 80, so
wow,
79, and they're doing very well. Actually, we're doing sicker and sicker patients. We've done some patients that need to get heart transplants but are too big to get a heart, too sick. So we've done bariatric surgery on them, get them to lose weight to qualify for hearts. We've got them to qualify for kidneys after liver transplant. So sick people can get these surgeries as well.
Wow, it sounds like, again, that UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, is just the place to go to get a holistic approach.
Well, we follow through. It's about 95% of my practice. Last year, we did about 450 cases. So we have a nice multidisciplinary team where all of us are partners at the university. And so it really helps the patients flow through everything they need.
I love it. Teams and partners. It sounds like the place I want to go. Now, let me ask you this. Is bariatric surgery covered by the high insurance that we're all paying these days? and let me ask you another question. Who qualifies?
Okay. So some of the insurance companies cover it. And really, it's hard for you to find out. You can call your insurance company and find out, or call the office and they also let you know. We use National Institute of Health criteria. So something called the body mass index, which you can type in the internet and find out what your body mass index is. And anybody with a BMI over 40 qualifies, or BMI over 35, but with diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea. Those guys qualify.
Now, we've only got a couple minutes and I've got two big questions I want to ask. How are people's lives after surgery, and do you, and again, as a component of that, do you offer programs that help patients adjust? And then I have one other question.
Okay. So, yes, we do. We have a good post-op program with support groups for those patients. Their lives are normal, actually more normal than they were before. That's why I love doing the surgery, because you change people's lives. You actually make new people. They come in excited. They thank me all the time. So it's a lot more gratifying than the other types of surgeries we were doing.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And I guess really the last question I have is, how do people take the first step that they need to take, which I guess is to contact you, or maybe even more than that, internalize that they need help?
That's the first step, is for them to realize, you know what, I've tried everything honestly that I can try. It's not going to work for me. And then the second step is to realize that obesity is a medical problem that increases their risk of getting sick or dying. And then for us, I mean, they could reach us out. You know, you have a pretty educated audience at uhealthbariatrics.com or at the office at, you know, 305-856-4385. either way, they can get a hold of us.
Nestor F. De La Cruz, local guy made good, another dookie that came back to UHealth. I can't thank you enough for being part of our show and being part of our community and bringing better health to the entire South Florida community and beyond. Thank you again, Nestor, for all that you do for the patients you see and the research you do as well.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back after this short break. Make sure you stick around. We're going to have Rodrigo Azpura, who's the only guy I know that successfully pulled off an EB-5 transaction. Back after this. Hey, this is Jim Freed. Let me tell you about the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center, and the Nathan Collier Real Estate Program. If you want to be in real estate and you want to improve your lot and you want to get a job that's better than just being an entry-level analyst, then you need to look into the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Masters in Science and Real Estate Program, the Nathan S. Collier Program. I can tell you this, we are interviewing students of that program right now, and you must have that kind of background to succeed in today's competitive environment. For more information, go out there and Google the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida or the Nathan S. Collier Program for the Masters in Business in Real Estate.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, the myth is true. The EB-5 can be done, and we're going to talk about it right now with Rodrigo Azpura, and he's going to make sure that I correct my name pronunciation. He's the CEO of Riviera Point Holdings. He's been responsible for managing development of about 1 million square feet of office and retail centers in the United States. He holds a CCIM designation from the National Association of Real Estate. Rodrigo recently began construction of one of the first EB-5 qualified office developments in South Florida. He's an attorney. He practiced in Venezuela before moving to the United States. I want to welcome Rodrigo to the show. Welcome, Rod.
Thanks, Ian, for the invitation. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, you heard the guys and you've heard me making fun the whole time that the EB-5 is impossible. First of all, tell our listening audience that's not really too up how EB5, what is it, and how it creates jobs. You've got a minute.
that's a hard one. The EB5 is a program from the USCIS where every foreign national that invests $500,000 in a project that can generate 10 jobs in the next 2 years, it gets a conditional green card. After 2 years, when the jobs are created, that conditional green card becomes a permanent green card.
Wow, it sounds to me like something a lot of foreign nationals might be interested in.
Yes, in the past year, about 3,800 investors submit EB-5 applications, yes.
Now, most of them, I thought, were coming from China. Where are they coming from?
All around the world.
Really?
Mainly, yeah. About 80% of the applications are coming from Asia, and the balance mainly from Europe and South America. Our project has been focusing on the South American market.
Okay, so you've got an office building. It's going. Now, is your EB-5 simply the office building, or is it a bigger zone that you can get other projects approved in? It's called, I forget.
It's a target employment area. One of the conditions of the program is that the project should be based in a target employment area. That's an area where the unemployment rate is one and a half times the national unemployment rate, and we found one that it is a TA, but also has a strong office market, and that's why we decided to start our project over there.
Well, to me, you're an American hero. You're creating jobs and making money doing it. Now, what do investors need to be aware of when they're choosing an EB-5 investment? What do you think is the most important criteria they look for, and what should they be most wary of?
They must give equally priority to the USCIS regulation compliance, of course, the potential of the project to return the capital contribution, you know, in a certain time.
Now, when I've been approached by people that are involved in doing the EB-5, they've been approaching me to provide them with bridge financing because they've got the deal, they've got the investors, but they don't have all of the investors' money approved and in the United States, and I just can't find that bridge money. How'd you get around that problem?
Okay, the EB-5 is an alternative way to finance the project. So we need to have an alternative way to develop the project. So we have a pre-established procurement management plan. We are procuring the services in a different way that we used to do when we had a construction loan for the bank fully funded. So one of the challenges is to match the cash flow of the construction with the income of the approvals from the EB-5, and we're doing that. We're facing the project. You know, it's a small project. It's only 34 investors. There's other projects that are looking for 300, 400 investors. We're only looking for 34. We've split the project in two phases, and then that first phase is also, as I was explaining, we're procuring the service and we're broken down.
Rodrigo, sounds like you have the right approach, not the guy that's looking for the 350 investors, because that guy is still looking, and you have broken ground. Now, to obtain the permanent citizenship, they have to create 10 jobs per investor for like 2 years. With an office project rather than a hotel project, you have to. Do you rely on the tenants? Because I've always thought that that hotel was really the project.
There are two ways to create the jobs. The first one is the capital expenditure. You know, every time we spend money building our office park, we create jobs by the ripple effect on the economy.
Right.
Those are the induced jobs. And the other source of jobs is the tenant occupancy. You know, because there's a pent-up demand for the office space. There's other industries are creating the job, and they need to house those jobs. And we're going to provide that space for them. And that's the way they're created.
Now, I know that you've spoken, besides on my radio show, in Shanghai, in Orlando, in Caracas. You know, how's the response been, and who's your typical investor?
Our typical investors are people between 50, 65 years old. They're looking to retire. But, you know, I have traveled, like you said, I have traveled all around the world looking for the investors, and we have a great response. But there's two motivations in all of them. It doesn't matter where they are located. They have two main motivations: to find a place where they can protect their net worth, and the second one is to open new opportunities for the next generation. And United States of America still be a strong country to do that.
Well, it's nice to hear for a change that people think that America is still the place to be and going to be the place to be. Now, if they want to learn more about what you're doing, how do they find you, Rod?
Please visit our website. It's rivierap.com. And also you can Google it, Riviera Point Holdings, and you'll find us.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Rodrigo, because what you've done is you've helped me, the consummate real estate guru guy, learn something new. And I can't thank you enough for that. And I'm telling you right now, if you've brought the EB-5 across the finish line, then you get a high five across the room from me for doing that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, Rodrigo Azapura, thank you so much for coming on our show, telling us that EB-5s are capable of closing. And now we're going to head into our next segment. We're going to have Dr. Victor Franks come up and talk about the conference that UM is putting on that merges nutrition and true clinical medical practices. Rodrigo, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks to you for the invitation, Jim.
Oh, you're
pleasure
the
best. To be here.
All right. We'll have you back soon. I want to hear how that turns out.
Definitely, I'll be here.
All right. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com. or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
This is Jim Freed, and we are back with Dr. Victor Franks. But before we go to Dr. Victor Franks, I got to let you in on a little bit of the green room talk we were having. I was telling our guest from U Health, that's the University of Miami Healthcare System, we call him U Health, Dr. Nestor F. De La Cruz Munoz, MD, how great it is that when the U Health guys and ladies, we have a lady on next week, come in, how wonderful it is to interface with them because they all have such great positive energy and such wonderful insights. And this is no ad that nobody's paying for. My wife is there today. They are personally working with her and making sure that she feels better. And I want to personally thank Maggie Robitaille for making that happen for me. Maggie, you're an angel. You're a blessing. And I want to thank you very much for making that happen. And that's right. I got no more words. So we're going to write to Dr. Victor Franks, who's going to fill in for me. Dr. Victor Franks, tell me what we're doing tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be there early. I don't know about you, but
no, I got a conference.
Exactly. But I'm going to be at the first functional nutrition conference to hit Miami ever. And once again, I am excited. I'm so excited that Lewis Wolfson from Pinnacle Housing and myself are sponsoring your live remote just to get you over there.
Well, Pinnacle Housing, and we're going to talk a lot about Pinnacle Housing tomorrow. is one of the top affordable housing developers in Miami. You'll know their projects because they're the ones that have the Romero Brito paintings. They are very big on public art. They are wonderful philanthropists in our community. They are very community active and involved. I know all the partners over at Pinnacle Housing. They are top of the line real estate guys, and Dr. Victor Franks and his executive boot camp is our other sponsor. So what are we going to talk about tomorrow, Vic?
Well, tomorrow, you know, we'll go over the boot camp stuff, of course, but first of all, with the conference itself, I mean, we're talking, I know Nestor's got plenty of business, so I'm not too worried about Nestor, but I mean, we're talking obesity here, and what prevents obesity? Number one to me is nutrition. If you eat right, your body is going to attain its optimal weight with at least
Nestor's nodding. And, you're getting the full approval of the dookie over
there. I mean,
there.
Even in the book that I wrote, I was on an Indian reservation. The kid was 13 years old, getting up at 6 a.m. His breakfast consisted of a can of Pringles and a Coke. And he was about 100 pounds overweight at 14, 15, or whatever he was.
Sounds like a candidate for Nestor.
Exactly. So Nestor is not running out of business. But
I'd rather have it that Nestor didn't need to do this and could focus his genius on other things.
On other things.
And Nestor was nodding again.
Let's face it. All you got to do is go to an airport. You see, Nestor is going to be a very busy man
for a very long time.
Right. But you do realize, one thing Nestor told me, which is something I intuitively realize it, but he confirmed. He says 65 different diseases are attributed to, or are related to, obesity.
Well, I'll bet you part of it's because everybody that's obese is full of crap, and I don't mean that in the wrong way. I mean they just can't clear.
Well, you know what I think about the whole
Well, nobody that knows you is full of crap because you make sure that they clear
that's
it.
So true.
That's a different topic for a different day and probably not in this venue.
But the other thing he mentioned, which, you know, just it was like, duh, it's these diseases are inflammatory conditions regardless of what they are, and they're spurred by the obesity. So it's all linked together, and it all comes back to food. That's why the conference, to me, is such an important thing, bringing functional nutrition into – and I'm sure Nestor will agree. I mean, doctors, they just don't get taught nutrition much in school because they're learning everything else.
Well, they already learned nutrition in third grade. They got the five food groups. What else do they need to know?
And,
food,
you know,
pyramid, whatever, right?
But things are changing. And,
eat oranges.
And it appears that U Health is, you know, leading that change, and it's great to see. And once again, I want to mention the acupuncture gathering Saturday night after at the Biscayne Bay Marriott. And you can still get in. You can call 305-532-0777 and get in on the Guinness Book of World Records largest acupuncture, I'll call it, sticking ever.
Everybody's over there going to get poked, huh?
Exactly. And I'll be very surprised to see, well, I'm interested to see what happens. I'm going to it, and that's also got me excited to register my own Flower of Life, which is qualified for Guinness. All I got to do is get them over to my ranch in Montana, and they can certify my Flower of Life sculpture is the largest sculpture of that symbol on the planet Earth.
And we'll be able to see it if we go to your executive retreat.
Exactly. You not only see it, you're going to sit in the middle of it and meditate in it, and you're also going to make flower essences in the middle of it. It's amazing. It actually, without sounding too new agey, it actually...
What? It is new age. Sound new age.
Yeah,
who cares?
Well, this is. It's 2012. I mean,
we
please.
Are the new age, dude.
So what happens, it's actually created its own vortex. You walk into it, and even my dogs know. My dogs are led to it. I had to put an electric fence to keep them out, but they love it. And so, and I find animals, when I'm gone in the wintertime, the animals are drawn, the elk and the deer, and...
But, Victor, what are your goals at this conference? Who are the people that you're going to see that you really are looking forward to seeing, and what are they talking about?
They're talking about the, as Nestor mentioned, they are talking about what food and nutrition can do as far as your health. I mean, there's very specific speakers and covering a range of topics, but regardless, it's all about food is your medicine instead of, you know, not really giving it the credit it deserves. Food is number one, and everything else comes after that. So however you feed yourself, and there just hasn't been enough emphasis up to this point put on that.
Well, that's why you and the University of Miami Medical Center, we call them U Health, why they also prescribe that medicines, that the vitamins that you give me that are standard processed, that are made out of food.
Yeah, it's dehydrated and concentrated food, and it's dehydrated room temperature because it's all about the enzymes, and that's, to me, one of the missing links in nutrition is cooked food is dead food. It'll still sustain life, but it won't regenerate life. So you need some live food every day in your diet, whether it's a standard process or that type of dehydrated supplement or real live food.
You know, I've had the standard processed vitamins, the F and the C, I chew them up, and you can taste the actual, I don't want to say food parts, but some of the stuff tastes peppery, some of it tastes different tastes. It's kind of really neat, rather than having it taste like a plastic chemical.
It's recommended to chew it up, but you're one of the few clients of mine who actually enjoys chewing these vitamins up.
Well, I think that people that have listened to us for 156 episodes know I'm a little off.
It's true. But what happens is when you chew a real vitamin, not a synthetic vitamin, it actually lets your body know what's coming down to the gastric area, Nestor especially, but it already informs them ahead of time, and it lets your body know, and then off you go, instead of just gulping it down.
All right, so I'm going to get there around 2 o'clock to prep for our 3 o'clock live broadcast. We'll be on live from the conference tomorrow from 3 to 4. Make sure you tune in to 880 AM The Biz to hear Victor and I talking to a group of doctors and practitioners that is unparalleled. They're fabulous. It's an all-star lineup. I'd mention the names, but really what I should mention is their
qualifications.
Thank you. Their qualifications, because every one of them is a leader in their field. They're talking about nutrition, diet. I can't wait to talk to them about my little maladies. It's really going to be really cool. Victor, if people want to get information about your executive retreat, how do they do that?
They can go to my website, www.askdrfranks.com.
All right, and you better come in with me next week, and we got to record a special thing for that.
We will. One more thing I want to say. This is actually accolades to you, believe it or not. And it's something you said just off the cuff, because you say things all the time, and you don't even remember what you said.
No, that's why I have the show recorded.
Well, I know, exactly. But you said something, what I thought was brilliant. You said, forget all this other stuff. The two most important things people are concerned about is, one, getting out of pain, and two, losing weight. Period.
That's all people care about.
And the rest of the stuff is, yeah, whatever. But those two, and I said, that's brilliant. It's true.
And Esther's nodding again.
Yeah. So, if you're in pain, you can't really think about too much else. And if you're morbidly obese, you're uncomfortable. So, which, as we just mentioned, that leads to all these other issues. And let's call a spade. You need to get the weight off one way or the other, and then your body can readjust, and then you can live a good life.
Well, I changed my nutritional patterns, and I lost 40 pounds without even exercising. Now I'm doing the exercise, and I'm not putting it on. I'm actually trimming up even more. I'm going to have to go get my pants taken in again.
I look at you, and I amaze myself.
Yeah, I know. I'm perfect for radio, right?
You really have for radio.
All right. Well, listen, Victor, if they want to get more information on any of this stuff, or they want to go to the conference, where's the conference, and when is it taking place?
Conference is tomorrow morning, Marriott Biscayne. I doubt if you can get in at this point. It's invite only, and it's only limited 400 people, but you can go to the acupuncture conference, and that it might be really worth doing.
That sounds really cool. I'll bet Johnny's tweeting all about that, getting his social media. He is. He got Johnny talked. He said yes. Mm-hmm. Johnny's putting it out there about this thing. He's making it a tweet up out there probably.
Exactly.
I got it. I know how to now get on. Do I get a high five on that, Johnny?
Yeah, you can have a high five.
Thank you. All right. High five to me. High five to Victor Franks. Thanks to Nestor. Ooh. Thanks to Rodrigo, and we're going to be right back. I'm going to get fried. I'm going to talk about a couple things that are on my mind. We're going to have a good time. Stick with us. Be right back after this with Freed on Business. We're going to have some fun.
Yes.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Freed on Business. Before we get rolling in the end editorial part, I want to make sure that you know that you can join me tomorrow at the Urban Land Institute, checking in the hospitality market in 2012, acquisitions and repositionings. It's tomorrow from 8 to 10:30 at 1000 Ocean Penthouse in Boca Raton. You can still go. Call 1-800-321-5011 or just show up tomorrow. They'll charge you 10 bucks more, but it's going to be an awesome program. Not only will I be there, but so will a lot of hospitality experts. I'm going to meet, greet, network, and make money. And then, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be going to the Opal Group's annual Real Estate Investor Summit and Dealmaker Conference here in Miami. It's going to be April 25th through 27th. Last year, more than 200 people from all over the United States joined in. If you'd like to get more information on that, give them a call at 212-532-9898 or email them at info@opalgroup.net. You should go to this. I'm making money because I went last year, and I'm going to make more money because I'm going this year. And now let's talk about some of the things that are on my mind. I was sitting waiting to get on the phone, real heavy duty conference call, was going to need some of the information off my cell phone, and freaking Google pushed an update to my phone that absolutely changed the entire architecture of the way I use and look at the phone right when I need it. I can't believe that they would do that. I mean, I'm used to it when I buy a phone that I got to learn a whole new technology and a whole new language and a whole new system. On this, I can't even find the favorites. What am I going to do? I mean, how can you use your phone in the car if you can't find your favorites? Don't use your phone in the car. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. Drivers that are using their phones in their car is another thing. We talked about the lady that was in the white Audi SUV that was doing the makeup, reading the paper, driving and talking on the phone and putting on her makeup when she cut me off on my way to downtown last week. Could have been a guy. I wasn't sure. It doesn't have to always be a lady. Listen, if you're on the road and you're multitasking, realize that when you're on the road, you only have one task. that's keeping the other people alive. If you want to kill yourself, that's okay. Just run over into a tree on the side and we'll all have the rubbernecking. Maybe there'll be a couple of rear-end collisions, but at least you only killed yourself. Don't do something that's going to kill other people. Every week we have the people from the University of Miami Health Center, we refer to them as UHealth on our show, on talking about ways that they save lives. Last week we had a guy on, Josh Hare. Josh is the guy that runs their stem cell research. He was telling us how that within 100 years they'll be able to have people that are born live to be many, many hundreds of years old by replacing body parts. A discussion and debate we can have at another time, but a scientific reality today. I don't want to find out about that by being in an auto accident. So please be a little bit more careful out there. Something else that kind of bothers me is the fact that I've now gotten into, thanks to Johnny 305 social media, into tweeting. Yeah, I was on the big board at the Heat game. I've gotten tweets from the Marlins. I've been retweeted by a lot of different people at this point. But the thing that really burns me is that I use Twitter for news. That's right. I get my news from Twitter. Not a bad thing until you click through and get something that's not reduced to Moby. I mean, come on already. If you're going to produce the news and you want to talk to me and you want me to look at your stuff, make it so I can do it on my phone. 1 minute to go or 1 minute total? 1 minute to go. So we're going to go and we're going to thank everybody. I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, I want to thank the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. I want to thank DataCorp. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association Caring for Kids. I want to thank Lolly Green MSW. She'll be on next week. I want to thank everybody involved, of course, Dr. Richard Franks. I want to thank Rodrigo. I want to thank Nestor. I want to thank Juan. I want to thank Johnny Social 305. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the website as soon as Juan gets it to me. I want to make sure you stick with us next week when our guest from UHealth is going to be one of the assistant professors in child psychology and behavior sciences. We're going to talk about eating disorders as it's, I guess, a follow-up on Nestor this week. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.